Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, I am excited to prove that I was wrong. Welcome to 96.5
About
Fan.
What?
I thought it was going to be a blowout.
Oh, yeah.
I want to self-deprecate myself right out of the chute, but they won.
You know what? It really was headed to a blowout. I'm not looking at that last drive by the defense to take away from the blowout, you know, aspect of things. You know, they hung around for a little bit, but at the end of the day, the Chiefs had a 2-touchdown lead. They went to that prevent defense at the end to, you know, do whatever it is that they do. So I'll give it to you. It was still a blowout yesterday. They were up by 2 touchdowns, like 5 minutes to go in that one.
Yeah.
It's a blowout.
43-3 was my prediction.
Well, I had 72-0, so I don't think we're splitting hairs over that one, Dusty.
But a win's a win.
That's exactly right.
And the best division in the AFC.
No doubt. 3 teams in the AFC West during the playoffs when you're waking up this morning. Denver's holding on to the 5 seed now.
Baltimore's 0-1 against the AFC West.
Yeah. 0-2. No, 0-2. They're 0-2.
0-2.
Yeah,
0-2.
Yeah.
Raiders.
Yeah.
Chiefs beat the Raiders. How you done?
Yeah.
Chiefs beat the Ravens. How you done? And Derrick Henry was irrelevant on Sunday.
Yes, he was.
So the key that keeps the soup stirred, we were right about that.
Mm-hmm.
But we sit here today talking to you in Kansas City. Damn glad to have you on a Monday morning. It'll be bright and sunny outside by the time the show is over. But I do want to get into what that game was yesterday. A business trip. I think we all thought we were hoping for the blowout because of all the hogwash that was said before the game and
right.
The previous months and all that. But again, you go into Vegas, you win again, you leave Vegas, you're 7-0. The Chiefs now will have basically what, the entire week, because they play Monday, so they won't really start doing anything till Thursday.
Tuesday's a Wednesday, as Andy Reid said in the post-game press conference, and confused the hell out of Chris Jones yesterday during that thing. So,
man, he had a play yesterday.
Yeah, boy, did he
just,
not.
Where when he just ate grabbed up the running back's chest and then just pulled him down. Like, we had a bunch of people over watching the game, and like me and my buddy look at each other, and I was like, that's just a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
Like, that's just that. I know football is a team sport. That was a moment in time where that was a one-man band.
There were a couple of plays by him yesterday. You're just like, man, this guy really is putting up his resume for Defensive Player of the Year, is he not? I mean, my God, each game you walk away and you go, damn, Chris Jones had big plays in that game and big plays in this game. And, yeah, there was one yesterday I had written down where he just absolutely ate up the running back or the wide receiver on that end around. It was like, just threw him right down to the ground, and he had nowhere to go. Chris Jones was a beast again yesterday. But, I mean, we're headed into November now, guys. Our next game is November. October is officially over, and we sit at 7-0, and the next closest competitor is the Houston Texans at 6-2. I mean, they're still 2 games back in the loss column of Kansas City. I mean, we are starting to see the steam pick up as this thing continues to steamroll. And you mentioned the best division in football. There's really no arguing that right now.
Mm.
The Chiefs are in the playoffs. The Denver Broncos at 5-3. Bo Nix, shout out Bo Nix, best rookie quarterback out there. He's in the playoffs right now. And how about the Chargers sitting at 4-3 in the playoffs right now as well. 3 of these 4 teams in the postseason.
So you 100% agree that Nix is better than Daniels?
Who's in the playoffs right now? Let me tell you.
Daniels
is too, yeah. No, Daniels is pretty good. Daniels is pretty good. He's pretty good. But Bo Nix got to be surprising everybody. I mean, they beat Carolina yesterday, and I get it. But, hey, they're taking care of business right now. And that game in 2 weeks is bigger than anybody thought it would be against the Denver Broncos.
I mean,
look,
the Chiefs were October ready. You know, don't spit it out.
Wrong time to say that. I mean, legitimately, you couldn't have timed that any worse because you almost got shot with hot coffee, my friend.
So if you're watching us on Twitch, Twitter, or YouTube, I am wearing my Royals October hoodie.
Don't spit it out, he says, as I'm taking a sip.
And Bob, this is actually kind of a funny story as we'll dive right back into the Chiefs, but I say October ready facetiously because I ordered my Royals October ready sweatshirt after they clinched the playoffs.
Right.
It arrived the day after they lost to the Yankees and got knocked out of the playoffs.
Yeah, I said, when'd you get that? He goes, the day after they lost. Like, literally the day after they lost. Because I was on the Fanatics website, 30% off. You can get the hoodies for $55 right now on the Fanatics website, right? Only 8 left, size large. So if you want to get your October ready.
Size large, worn once.
Yeah, there you go.
Today.
Used.
Yeah.
But, is it as good as the 14 and 15 ones?
Technically, no.
No, it's not.
Technically, they played in October.
Yeah. It was fine. They made the playoffs. Don't act like they failed or something like that, right?
Yeah,
I mean, they're not Aaron Judge.
No. Ooh, yeah. I saw some reports about him and PEDs this weekend.
No way. Really?
I don't know. I need to check more into it.
Okay.
I need to check more into it, but it was like, I don't know what the handle was, but it was like, he's being investigated.
Is he? I haven't seen that.
Could be rumors.
Okay.
You never know what's on the internet
these days. You really doubt the internet lies.
One thing that I know is not a lie is that that game, if I closed my eyes and heard the introduction of that game yesterday, that game was not in Vegas. It was in Kansas City.
How about that? Who was the what in the background?
That guy, dude, he's surprised. He's
that's an open face slap, dude. Like that's like
he's like, I'm not in Kansas City.
No, you're not. You're in Vegas, which is Arrowhead West, which is what Dana Hughes called it when he was on the show last week. And boy, oh boy. Do the Chiefs know how to win in Alliance Stadium?
I mean, my God, Andy Reid is the winningest head coach in Alliance Stadium history, including anybody Allegiant. Who's ever. Or Allegiant. What did I say? Alliance?
I said Alliance.
You said Alliance too.
I Allegiant. Had dyslexia.
Andy Reid is the leading winner in that stadium's history. Right? He has 6 wins, which ties him with Josh McDaniels, who coached the Raiders
for 2 years.
For 2 years there at that stadium, ties him for the winningest head coach in that stadium's history. Can you believe? I mean, I sit there and I go, I can't believe it. I can't believe it because like every time we throw out something like that they've done, it's like you just can't believe it. And Andy Reid now the winningest coach there. But you start to look at some of these Chiefs records and whatnot, and everything is occurring now. Like all of the good stuff is occurring now. Like most consecutive games won right now. We've won, what, 9 in a row regular season games or whatever it's been, you know, for the Kansas City Chiefs. 11 in a row is their record. That came under Andy Reid. 10 in a row is their second most that they've won, all coming under Andy Reid. 9 in a row, third most that they've won in a row, all coming under Andy Reid, except for one 2003 season. And we all remember that one. Dick Vermeil and Trent Green and company in 2003 won 9 in a row. But they won 9 in a row in 13. They won 9 in a row in 17, 18, 9 in a row now. They won 10 in a row, 19-20. And in 2020, they won 11 in a row in 2015 and 2016. Andy Reid is just basically rewriting the history books on how to coach and how to win and how to do business. Like what he's doing here in Kansas City is freaking remarkable. I mean, it's just unbelievable the success that this guy is having. It's unmatched by anybody in the NFL.
Yeah, it's pure dominance. I mean, if you really look at it, I mean, they're 7-0. They don't lose this year in the month of September or October because their next game will be in November, obviously, right? Monday night against Tampa, which... Boy. Gotta love the creamsicles, baby.
Boy, how good did they look yesterday?
Tampa?
Oh, the uniforms. Yeah. Yeah, the game, a little bit different.
Yeah, but we can get into a little bit later, but we were talking about, you know, earlier this morning about certain teams that are now separated themselves from the pack. You know, Max Pack is something you can listen to as well. But it just seems like, man, it seems like the AFC South is probably over. Right? Jacksonville's done.
Yep.
Indianapolis is done. Their quarterback gets too tired.
Their quarterback, I never saw that in my life. We got that audio, right? Like, quarterback quits in the middle of the game.
Tennessee got absolutely obliterated by the second best team in the NFL. I mean,
oh God, Tennessee. Tennessee, like the Jets are looking at Tennessee going, at least we're not the Titans. But you used to be the Titans, but still, you know. Like,
so Houston's got the South, I think, locked up in a bag.
Yep. Indianapolis, though, is the 8th playoff team right now.
Yeah.
I mean,
and the Texans beat them twice by a total of 5 points.
I know, but Indianapolis' quarterback quit yesterday.
It's crazy.
I've never seen anything like that in the history of the world.
And now the Chiefs are 7-0 in the best division in the AFC.
That's exactly right. Yeah, leading this thing. Baltimore coming back down to earth yesterday.
Best division in the AFC. Come on.
Three playoff teams. Three of the four teams in the division are in the playoffs.
And above 500.
Yeah, I guess the best records. Yeah, yeah, not the best football teams.
Well, no, but your record is who you are. I mean, you know, that's the old Bill Parcells line. And I had that conversation with...
AFC North can't beat the AFC West.
Yeah. I mean, I had the conversation with Shannon Sharpe years ago when he was playing for the Denver Broncos. And I said, you're better than what your record shows. He goes, no, we're not. We are what our record is. And so that's how you judge a team. I don't want to hear on paper and fantasy and gambling and all this other stuff. You are what your record is. And right now, 3 of the top 4 teams in the AFC West are in the playoffs right now. And there's no arguing that. The Miami Dolphins are 2-5. They're a 2-5 football team. Dallas is 3-4. They're a 3-4 football team. You look around the Cincinnati Bengals. Stop trying to make excuses for Cincinnati national media. They're 3-5. They got housed yesterday by Philadelphia, a team where everybody feels it's falling apart at the seams, went into the Bengals stadium, which was beautiful yesterday with that whiteout. That was awesome.
Yeah,
kicked their ass yesterday. You are what your record is.
We are who we thought they were.
That's right.
And we let them off the hook. You want to crown them? Crown their ass.
Crown that ass.
Mm. Yeah, so, I mean, Chiefs improved to 7-0. They take care of business on the road. They didn't blow them out like I wish they would have.
Yeah.
But, hey, look, 7-0, you got essentially a day, 2 days off, and then you get Tampa Bay that comes to town on Monday Night Football. But
Tampa's
lost
3 in a row now, right, if I'm not mistaken?
I know they've lost 2 in a row.
It's 3 in a row. You might be right.
Because they lost a game where all those receivers got hurt in the same game with Evans and Godwin when they were down to the Ravens.
Right.
And then they just lost last week. I don't know if they lost 3 weeks ago. But either way, they come to town.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Next, and they got to face this defense.
Yeah, they lost 2 in a row. Yeah.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.